Welcome to Shomar Shov on the Daf. She responds to Lui Nishmas, Ambiak Shalom, and Leabas Yitzchok. We're holding it to the Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Tes. The Morning with Aleph brings the idea that we also saw in Ksuvis Daf Tesvov that even though we go Bosa Roiv, Roiv tells us what to do, but Kol Kavua Kem Mechtzal Mechtzadami. When something gets in its place, it's not moving, then you don't go Bosa Roiv, you treat it as half and half. And the Achrim really discussed, do we say there's no Roiv at all? Or there is a Roiv, I just ignore it. But in any case, when something is in its place, then you do not follow the Roiv. Now, Pi Machshava, this comes into play in different Inyonim they have to do in Ashkafa. First, we have a Chazal already in the Medrash. Bring a question that a Goy asked Rabbi Shua ben Koch. It says, if you go based on Rabbim, you always go based on the Roiv. So why the Jews don't follow the Goyim? You should go Basa Raif. You should be worshipping Avodah Zarah like every other Goy. So the Medrash there goes and says an answer that the Goyim themselves don't worship one Avodah Zarah. They worship many. So they don't combine to be one. They don't combine to be a Raif. But the Chidah, in several places in his farm, says that the reason why Am Yisrael is not Batal B'Raif because Kol Kavua Kemechtzal Mechtzadami. Because Baruch Hu is Kiveya Am Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. That's our place. And if we have a place, we're Kavua. The Kol Kavua Kemechtzal Mechtzadami. So says the Chidah himself, but what about when Am Yisrael in Golos? Where's the Kvius over there? Am Yisrael are moving from place to place. So Chidah answers, based on what the Gemara in Eruvin tells us, that even though the Mishkan was going from place to place, it was considered to be Kavua. Why? Because it was going up Pi Hashem. Whenever something is moving, but it's going up Pi Hashem, Hashem is saying to move it, that's not considered to be a movement. That's considered to be staying in one place. Says the Chidah, when Am Yisrael go to Golus, we know, the Shechina is going with us to Golus. The Shechina is, so to speak, telling us where to go. We know that our whole journey through Golus is reflecting the journey that Am Yisrael had through the Midbar. It's brought down, there's Mem-based Masois that we're going to see in Parshas Maaseh. There's 42 stops that Am Yisrael had in the Midbar. They're going to have this 42 stops also in Golus. That's what's brought down in Chazal. So our journey in Golus is equivalent to the journey in the Midbar. In the same way the Gemara in Eruvin says that the journey in the Midbar is considered to be Kavua because of Pi Hashem, so also the journey in Golus is considered to be Kavua because of Pi Hashem. Says the Chidah, wherever Am Yisrael are, they're Kavua together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're called Kavua Kemechtzal Mechtzadami. That's why they're not Batel among the Amin. That's the answer to the question of the Goy. The Bechor Shor in Maseches Rosh Hashanah Daf Tzayin goes on to take this to another aspect. We know the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Kinnus LaTzadikim, when the Tzadikim are gathered together, it's Noy Lahem V'Loylem, it's great for them and for the world. And for the Rishayim, it's better for them not to be together, it's better for them to be dispersed. So he explains the same idea. For the tzaddikim, it's better to be gathered in one place because kol kavua kemechtzal mechtzadami, and they're able to be mashpia in the world. The Rishayim, we want them to be moving, not to be kavua. So they won't have a gather of mechtzal, have a gather of a miut, and therefore they won't be mashpia bad in the world. And that's how he goes on to explain the pasuk that Kishbol told Avraham Avinu, lech lecho me'artzecho metatecho, and then it says, ve'eschol le'goy godo. Why? Because Avraham Avinu was saying, I'm going to move from place to place. I'm not going to be kavua. So the chur, that'll be a problem. Says the Kishbol to Avraham Avinu, don't worry, eschol le'goy godo, even though you'll be moving, even though you'll not be kavua, because kavua is the mile of a tzaddik. And finally, a third nekudo that has to do with Avodas Hashem, says the Imre Emes in the name of Chidush Yerim. And the Imre Emes says it in several places in the Sefer. That the idea is that every person in Am Yisrael has a nekudo, has something in him, that's kavua. That's what he holds on to. And when he has that kvius, he's holding on to something, that's what is important for him. That's what he's moiser nefesh on. So you mean called kavua kemechtzal mechtzadami. So right away, he's a 50-50, half tzaddik, half rasha. Then if he does other mitzvahs, he becomes ruber tzaddik. Then he's judged for tzidkus. So most Am Yisrael have the ability to be zoiche, to be a tzaddik, because as long as they hold to one thing, one mitzvah, one maisa, with all their might, with all the mysterious nefesh, so that mitzvah becomes mechtzal mechtzal. And if it's mechza on mechza, now whatever they add to it, it just adds to their half, and now they're a full tzaddik. And usually in this shir, we don't bring any current events. This is not the type of shir. But this, you have to mention, this Imre Emes is so fitting. There's a maisa that happened in Eretz Yisrael this week, that a woman who was in the process of being a Baal Shuvo was moisa nefesh to do Kiddush Hashem, to keep one mitzvah, even though on the same time she did something wrong. But you see, for the Imre Emes, as long as you hold on to one thing, but you hold on to it with no compromise, you hold on to it with no psharis, so that becomes kavua. So that's already a ma'ila of Am Yisrael, to be called kavua kemerza merza dami. And you made it from here, a person can become a tzaddik by just adding more mitzvahs to that. He's already merza al merza, he's already half and half, if he holds on to one mitzvah with no compromise. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list, what's a group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.